Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Do you need heavy equipment or farm equipment? Look no further than Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel. We have a wide selection of new and used equipment from many top brands. We also offer parts, service, and rentals. Whether you're a contractor, farmer, or just need help around the house, we have what you need. Southern Equipment is your one-stop shop for all farm and heavy equipment. Visit us at 5237 Highway 84 West and southernequipparts.com or call 601-651-4555.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, we're glad you are. We're at 4th Street Bar and Grill right here in the shadow of the rock. We're just a day away from football season, and we're down here with Slade and the gang, guys that we love a lot and really appreciate them having us here at 4th Street Bar and Grill. What a great show we've got coming for you. We're going to be talking to Will East later in the show about the big high school football games around the state. But, Michael, tell them who's going to be in the second segment.
We have from the Molly Ringwalds, who are going to be performing at Spirit Park, the return of the Spirit Park series before the game. Sir Devin Nooner is going to join us and talk about their very strong relationship to Hattiesburg in this area, but this is becoming a bigger and bigger event every year before the football game. So we're going to get into that.
Good
but
deal.
He's with the Molly Ringwalds.
Right.
Yeah.
But
the Molly Ringwalds.
Yeah, but I don't think you said that. I think it's just, I don't think so.
I could.
What's a Molly?
We've eaten way too much catfish.
All right, we're going to bring the super intern, Nathan Lee, on the show here in just a minute. We're going to give away another pair of season tickets to Southern Miss football, so we've got lots to get to. But first, we want to welcome Brendan Jones to the Eagle Hour. Brendan now runs the Eagle Club for Southern Miss Athletics. And, hey, man, glad to have you on the show.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me on.
I'm surprised you could push Mr. Applewhite out of the way. Normally, he sees a microphone. He's right there on it.
And actually, before the show started, I thought I heard screaming, but it was actually Applewhite's belt.
His best.
Is it already stereo?
God bless Elastic. That's all I have.
It's already been a shocking day, and the biggest shock is that Kelly didn't get down here in time to eat lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you're probably still stuffed from the beignet attack.
Look, they're open till late tonight. Okay. Don't worry about that.
He'll be back.
Well, all right. Yeah. All right. So, Brendan, welcome, man. We're glad to have you on the show.
I appreciate
Yesterday
it.
Yesterday was a really big day. The university hit the 10,000 season ticket mark, and we were told that was a really important goal. And there are some people that we want to give credit to for making that happen, and so I'm going to turn it over to you.
Absolutely. No, you're exactly right. So 10,000 season tickets is a big number for us, and I do want to thank, first of all, I want to thank you guys sitting here right now, Super Talk Mississippi, Steve Davenport, Kim Dillon. You guys purchased the quantity of season tickets to help us get over the bump of 10,000. So that's a genuine thank you to all of y'all. Some others I do want to thank, Slade White right here at 4th Street Bar, Mike Caldwell down the street with Super Saver Liquor. They came together and helped purchase some season tickets as well to get us closer. So that number is really big for us. You know, actually, you probably saw Jeremy tweeted out yesterday that 10,000 season tickets is the first time in the past decade that we've hit that number of season tickets sold without a Power 5 game on the home schedule.
All right.
So needless to say, Lee Applewhite will be bringing Slade and myself some new Southern Miss apparel very soon. if it's not here already, I mean, it's probably out in the car, Slade.
That's,
so as soon as it's over, we'll be asking Lee about that.
We can work something out.
Well, let me just say that from our standpoint, we reached out to our CEO, Kim Dillon. She conferred with our owner, Steve Davenport, and within 5 minutes they were agreeable to buy whatever number of tickets they were asked to buy to make sure that we got to that 10,000 along with Slade and the other gentleman that you mentioned. So good work, Slade. Good work. He's a big supporter of Southern Miss.
No doubt about it. And we appreciate it.
And we, of course, love Southern Miss as well. It's been a banner year for the Eagle Club.
It has, absolutely. So we are closing in on the Eagle Club campaign membership record and revenue record. So we're excited about that. As of right before I came over here, we're under 175 members away.
Oh, gosh, that's so close.
We're right there.
Yeah.
And then as far as revenue goes, we're under 40 grand away now. So we're right there. October 31st is the end of the campaign, so we have until then. We're feeling very confident about it. We encourage everybody to help us support the student athlete scholarships and join the Eagle Club. It goes a long way in seeing success for us here with all our programs.
And I do want to point out that what we're going to do with the tickets we bought, we distributed half of those tickets this morning to Camp Shelby. So we're going to be treating military members every week, and then we're going to give the other half of the tickets that we have to various children's charities. We've already reached out to the Boy Scouts. We've reached out for Homes of Hope. We're working with several charities, so we're going to have some weekends where we bring a bunch of kids to the game, and then every weekend we're going to be treating about 100 military members to Southern Miss football.
Yeah, it's no sense in buying the tickets. The objective is to get rear ends in the seats.
That's right.
Right? And if you've never been to a Southern Miss football game, you'll be back because the football game is kind of the pinnacle of the day. There's
right.
lots of things. You know, the kids' fun zone is there. There's, you know, like the Molly Ringwalds are going to be performing something there for the adults. Everybody's in a party atmosphere, fun mood. It's just right. a great time.
Now, look, we want to give away, as we promised to hear from Forest Street, we want to give away a pair of season football tickets now. And I'm going to let the super intern, Nathan Lee, swing his whatever he's done on his computer. And if you'll let Brendan announce the winner, if you'll show that to him, please, Nathan. And Brendan, if you'll announce it, we'll make sure that this Super Talk listener gets a pair of season football tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. So the winner of these season tickets is Tanya Thomas Cooper.
There we go. Good deal. Well, what we're going to do, Tanya Thomas Cooper, right? All right, we'll reach out to her after the show, make sure that she's aware. And if it's cool with Slade, we're going to leave the season tickets here and let her come pick the season tickets up before the game. So congratulations to her. The young man that won the other day, is actually his name was Southern.
That's right.
Yeah, he was from Madison, listens to our podcast, and he picked his tickets up yesterday. So we're happy to do that. And of course, again, we want to thank our bosses, Steve Davenport and Kim Dillon, for their generosity yesterday. Kelly?
But remember, October 31st is, I mean, if we're, I say we, the Southern Miss family, if you're this close to setting a record here the 2nd of September, let's do it today or tomorrow so that you go into the first game having the record beaten. So everything from there on out is icing on the cake. And October 31st is the deadline that the natural human tendency is, well, I'll put it off. No, do it now. Let's get the record behind us and, you know, set the bar, you know, for next year.
Absolutely. And I'll say we have a tremendous staff. You call up to the ticket office in the Eagle Club, everybody is very well trained to take not only tickets, season ticket orders, but Eagle Club memberships. And, you know, and I'd be wrong if I didn't shout out. There's some of the staff here, and I did want to thank them as well for all of their support and all the hard work they've done this year. Helping us hit that ticket number in the Eagle Club number.
Brendan, when students graduate, either in the winter or in the spring, what effort is made to immediately get graduates of Southern Miss to join the Eagle Club?
Yeah, so we make a very strong effort in making sure that we reach out to some of those recent graduates. So a perfect example, we have a good relationship on campus with the registrar's office, so we're able to get everybody that's a recent graduate every cycle. What we do, and you know, modern kids nowadays, they're definitely more prone to respond to a text message as opposed to a call in most cases. So actually Tyler here in ticket sales, he really tries to spearhead a lot of that with recent graduates. He'll set up texting campaigns. We have a software that'll send out texts to them, and we try to show them the benefits and the discounts that we offer for them on season tickets and Eagle Club memberships to make sure they can come back.
And I think there's a misconception many times. People think, oh, Eagle Club or whatever support group, you got to have a lot of money to join those groups. That's not the case.
Not at all. Recent graduates, for example, it's $50 membership per year in the Eagle Club. The full benefit membership in the Eagle Club is just $125. It gives you a parking pass for all the football games and discounts around town, various restaurants, different businesses. So you're spot on. Very easy to become involved.
The parking pass alone, to me, is worth $125.
You're right. Just the peace of mind coming to the games.
Yeah, because I'm into physical fitness. Well, I'm into fitness.
Pinching like, those beignets, right?
Like fitness hamburger down my throat.
Five beignets in 35 seconds.
Yeah, so that's why parking passes are important to me. But, not a lot of money. I don't think in anybody's book. So we encourage all students, to get involved as well.
No question.
Yeah.
And it's important, isn't it? I mean, it's what funds the scholarships, am I right?
It is. You're exactly right. So all Eagle Club membership dollars, they go towards funding all student-athlete scholarships.
And if you fully use your Eagle Club membership and use those restaurant discounts, it might be 10% here, 20% there. But if you do eat out a lot and you add that up over a month, you probably would have paid for your Eagle Club membership in the savings that you got in those cards.
You're exactly right. And then there's other businesses around town as well that aren't, necessarily food and beverage, but different services and items that they provide that you can receive discounts on as well.
Now, why were you looking at my stomach when you said not all businesses are food and beverage? Yeah. No, I get it. But you're right about that. And we were at Mo'Bay Beignets on Wednesday.
Were we?
Yeah.
And it was
gold.
It's gold out Saturday, so I was wearing my gold shirt on Wednesday. Everybody else was in their black Southern Miss attire, so I come to 4th Street today saying, well, I'll wear black, and everybody else is wearing gold. So pretty much everybody.
Correct, but your shirt was white by the time we left for Mo'Bay Beignets.
Yeah.
Hey, we're happy to report that Lee Applewhite has found the catfish, so all is good at the 4th Street Bar and Grill. All right, we're going to have Slade on the show. We're all going to be talking to Will East in Jackson about the big high school games of the week. And coming up, the guys are going to be interviewing
Sir Devin Nooner from the Molly Ringwalds.
Next on the Eagle Hour.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Broadcasting live from 4th Street Bar here in Hattiesburg, getting ready on the eve of football at the Rock. Hard to believe that we're already here, but that's why we're here at 4th Street, and it's quite a crowd, too. We're having a blast out here. Catfish, of course, on the menu, being that it is Friday, but
right.
We really appreciate Slade and everybody having us out here. This is exciting because tomorrow, along with the kickoff of football season against Liberty, they're making these bigger and bigger events when it comes to game day at the Rock, and it's the return of the Spirit Park Live shows at Spirit Park. And tomorrow, the world's greatest 80s experience, the Molly Ringwalds, are going to kick everything off starting at 3 p.m. And joining us on the phone from New Orleans by way of Sheffield, England, Sir Devin Nooner, vocals, guitar, keyboards, and flute with the Molly Ringwalds. Good morning, Sir Devin, or afternoon, Sir Devin, and welcome.
Good afternoon. I love the introduction. That might have been the best one yet. You added the flute. That's very important. Thanks for having me.
We got to do the research. Well, Kelly and I are very familiar with you. I mentioned my wife is your biggest Hattiesburg fan, and that's with me being in a band, and she still likes you guys even more. It keeps me humble, which is good. But your relationship with Hattiesburg, it's been a long time that you've been coming to Hattiesburg, performing at Brewski's quite often. What is this connection? I know we're close to New Orleans, but it just seems like the fan base here for you guys is huge, isn't it?
It really is. It gets better and better. We've actually been playing Hattiesburg for, say, maybe 15 years or something like that. But starting at Brewski's a couple years ago, it's more of a college-type atmosphere with some, grown-ups there as well there. It gets better and better. It's one of our biggest rising markets. So, I don't know the correlation. I think it's got to be the music, right? And
of course.
Maybe because we rarely wear underwear on stage, and when we do, it's something pretty provocative. I don't really know.
That always works. Just ask Kelly. He'll tell you. But mentioning the music, the college kids, being in music, you see bands that pick up genres. They'll focus on a particular area of music, and they last a few years. There's a big focus on that era. What is it about the 80s? You guys are out there. You've been together, it seems like, forever. But the crowds, you've got the older, you've got the younger. You're interacting with these people. The 80s just doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
That's such a great point. You know, I think you hit it on the head. We spoke about it earlier. It's definitely the music. And, you know, we started 24 years ago and thought that maybe we'd, you know, do this for 7 or 8 years. But you're right. That decade of music, it's not a fad. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. And, you know, the audience that graduated high school in the 80s are there. But then the students that weren't even born in the 80s are gravitating to it. So it's got to be the music, you know. It was so diverse, with bands like Duran Duran being a synth pop band, and a band like Guns N' Roses, who was this raunchy metal or hard rock band. And it just gives you so many options to listen to, and I think that's one of the most important things about that decade of music. It's one of the great, to me, it's one of the last great decades of music, for sure.
Sir Devin Nooner is with us of the Molly Ringwalds. They will be in performance tomorrow afternoon at Spirit Park before the Southern Miss Liberty game. Sir Devin, I think part of the popularity is of the 80s is that I think, it's arguable, I guess, it was the last full decade where musicians actually played instruments. I mean, it wasn't generated by a computer or anything like that. Is that reasonable?
I agree with you. You can't discount the 90s. I think the 90s were the last decade of great music. I think what's great about the 80s is that everything that it was really a synthesized decade, especially in the early part. There wasn't any synthesizers in the 50s or the 60s or the 70s. You know, it really stands on its own. You got to give props to the 90s, that it had some great bands in the 90s. But you're right. There wasn't any type of, you know, this type of auto-tune or this everybody sounding the same type thing. So I agree with you. I do.
One of the things that I really enjoy about your performances is that all of you in the band are multiple instrument musicians. I mean, if Dickie is singing a song, then somebody else will jump on the keyboards, and you guys are always moving around playing so many different instruments. And then the number of sets that you guys have to choose from, how many songs are in the Molly Ringwald's repertoire at this point?
We have many. I would say, you know, probably as a five-piece, we can probably play probably 200 songs.
Wow.
If you get Dickie, Randy, and Phil in a room, we could probably play 300 songs. Their repertoire, and Liam as well, their repertoire goes hundreds and hundreds more. You know, but as a five-piece, we could probably do 200 right off the bat.
So how do you decide when you go from place to place? What spot and how often do you mix in new songs and discard old ones?
We always, a great question, you know, we never do the same set list twice when we go back to a club. We keep the set list from the last time and we don't repeat. We might do one song or maybe two songs, but 90% of the songs are songs that we didn't do the last time. We put a lot of effort into it, you know. We bring back old stuff that we haven't done in a while, and we try to learn new songs, and if they work great, we keep them in the repertoire. If not, we put them aside. But it's stuff that we think about during the week. We might hear a song on the radio that we haven't played in a while. We make a little note of it and say, let's bring this back. But we never try and repeat a set list. It's boring for the audience, and to be honest, it could be boring for the band too.
That's such a good point. You guys always look like you're having so much fun. Of course, you've got the stage show, you've got the lights, you've got the video boards. The audiences always seem to get into it. But unlike the bands that you're covering from the 80s, you've pretty much been the same lineup since the beginning. You all seem to get along so well. What do you attribute that to? Because you know how it is in the music industry.
Absolutely. You know, this lineup has been together for, you know, 20-something years. The Mollies as a whole is 24. I think you know, we all have issues. We are family. We are definitely family. And just like your other family, you get in arguments and stuff. I think we all realize how good we have it. We have a great job. You know, it is a job, but it's a great job. And we respect the band, and we respect each other. And we really enjoy what we do. And to keep doing what we do, you have to get along. You have to respect each other. So I think that kind of separates us between a lot of bands. I mean, you know, we've been together longer than the Beatles. We've been together longer than Led Zeppelin. You know what I mean? I mean, we have beaten the odds. It doesn't happen often, especially being in a cover band as well, because we're not making platinum records or getting million-dollar bonus checks here like these major bands are, you know? We're very happy with what we do. We respect what we do, and we're very grateful for what we do.
But you do make records. You do have some albums out covering these songs that are very well produced. You got the Dorothy Nooner Sessions, which is very recent, 3.5 Glitter Gome, Mardi Gras album, Experience the 80s. It's all stuff people can find online. Why go that direction outside of just performing these songs at venues regionally? Why did you decide to actually record them and put them out?
Let me give props to you first. Y'all have done your research. I am so impressed. This is a great interview. I'm really pleased because bringing that as a question is awesome, because I love to answer this question. You know, we all come from original band backgrounds. We've all put out albums in the 80s or the 90s or the 2000s, and they didn't go platinum. They didn't even really go anywhere, really. But as musicians, we are still creative. We all still love to get into a studio and set up microphones for the drums, or get a good amp sound for the guitar, or put a big room mic against the grand piano and create music. Even though it's not ours, we still love to get in there and put our twist on it. It makes the gig, or it makes the job a lot more interesting than just playing live. We could do that all the time. We could do that every night of the week if we wanted. But we still want to be creative. And that's where we go into the studio and do these records. And, you know, it doesn't come unnoticed. If you go to Spotify and you look at Jukebox Hero, we have over 1 million streams of that song, which is really unheard of for a band like us. Spin Me, Round and Round by you know, Dead or Alive, the version we did, is, I think, over 700,000 listeners. That's amazing. So we're very proud of what we do, and we just still love to create. So thank you for that question. Well, I love answering
it. It definitely comes across on stage, and I can't tell you just enough how much we love you guys. You put on an amazing show, and you need to be at Spirit Park 3 o'clock tomorrow. Our fingers are crossed the rain holds off or just completely disappears, which would be even better. Sir Devin Nooner of the Molly Ringwalds, themollyringwalds.com is the website. Sir Devin, thank you so much for taking the time out today, and we're looking forward to tomorrow.
My pleasure. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Hello to Teresa and hello Kelly. Good night, guys. Y'all have a great day. We'll see y'all. Go Southern Miss.
Go east. Yes,
to the top.
To the top. And we'll be back from 4th Street after this.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome back to 4th Street Bar and Grill. We're right here in the shadow of the rock on football eve as Liberty University's in town, and Hugh Freeze has brought his Flames here to take on Southern Miss. Will Hall, a lot of excitement here in Hattiesburg, as you could well imagine. Hey, a special thanks for just a moment to South Mississippi Office Furniture, to Heritage Firearms, to True Care Health and Wellness, and to the Nile Insurance Agency. You're hearing their commercials a lot on our Hattiesburg station this week. They've joined us, along with our other Eagle Hour sponsors, to kick off the 2022 football season, and we really appreciate them for their support of our broadcast we've been doing all this week, and, of course, for their support and absolute enthusiasm about the University of Southern Mississippi. All right. Will East is the program director for Super Talk Mississippi, and he is also the co-host of the very famous Super Talk High School Scoreboard. Will's graciously agreed to join us every Friday during football season and preview the big games. There were some big ones last week, Will, but what's on tap this week? What do high school football fans need to keep their eyes on?
Well, week two is typically when we get a lot of rivalry games, and that's what we have tonight. We got a bunch of rivalry games. I would say definitely the biggest one is Madison Central taking on Brandon, because that's number one versus number two. Brandon's the number one team in the land. They routed Oxford last week in just a show of offensive prowess. They were very balanced. They had almost the same number of yards passing as rushing, three touchdowns on both sides to beat a really good Oxford team. So they're the number one team in the state. Madison Central is the number two team in the state. So they're rivals. They're number one. They're number two. Also, keep in mind that this is a rematch of last year's 6A state championship game, a game that Madison Central won. So a lot on the line tonight in Brandon as Madison Central takes on the Bulldogs. This is usually a really good game. I would say another game that is really big in the north part of the state is West Point and Starkville. This is typically Starkville, West Point, Louisville, Noxubee County. Those four teams always play each other at the beginning of the year, and you never know who's going to win these games. It really is very balanced. In 2019, Starkville lost to West Point in this game. It was a very good team for Starkville that year. West Point went on to win the state championship. They had lost to Louisville the week before, just like they did this year. Last week, West Point loses to Louisville by 10 points, thanks to a last-second pick six that they threw. So the West Point has they really need to win this game, even though it's not a regional contest. And Starkville, if they're going to keep pace, they had a really good game last week in the first half against Columbus. In the second half, they really struggled, which is kind of weird in high school football. Typically, if you're going to struggle, it's early on in the first quarter, and then you kind of get, you know, things set, and then you get into a rhythm. For Starkville last week, it was kind of the opposite. They had a really good first quarter and second quarter, and then when they got in the third and fourth, they just started having a lot of weird penalties and mistakes, which is not typical for Starkville. So that game will happen tonight. We also have just some big, like, David versus Goliath type matchups. You got Picayune traveling to Jeff Davis County to take on the Jaguars. And these are two defending state champs. And even though Picayune is the favorite in 5A, they're the defending state champ in 5A. Jefferson Davis County is the defending state champ, but they're a 3A team. You think a 5A versus a 3A, there's a huge gap there in talent and manpower. However, last year they played this game, and Jefferson Davis County lost by just 8 points. There were 6A teams that Picayune beat last year that didn't come that close. So Jeff Davis County, they always punch above their weight, so they're going to be taking on Picayune tonight, and that's a big, big matchup between defending state champs. And one of my favorite games, guys, every single year in North Mississippi is a game we call the Skunk Bowl. Now, the reason why we call it the Skunk Bowl is because back in 2012, Baldwin was playing Boonville at Baldwin, and a skunk ran up in the stands and scared the crap out of everybody. Everybody goes running. Somebody had their video camera out. They videoed the thing. It made SportsCenter's top 10. It made America's Funniest Home Videos. It was on Good Morning America the next day. It was, you know, huge nationwide news. And so ever since then, we've been calling it the Skunk Bowl. And it's usually a pretty good game. By the way, in that game in 2012, Baldwin was actually down in that game by, I think, 5 points or 6 points or something like that. After the dust settled from the skunk, they got back on the field. The very next play, Boonville throws an interception, a pick six, and Baldwin wins the game. So that's the reason why, wow. It's, you know, not only because the skunk ran up on the field, but also because of the incredible play that happened right after that. So that's one that we always look forward to. Although, I don't know why they call it Skunk Bowl, because in North Mississippi, we call them pole cats. I don't know what y'all call them in Hattiesburg, but we always
pole
call them
cats.
Pole cats.
I've never heard that. Pole cats.
You never heard that?
Yeah, that's an old Southern phrase. There's a pole cat in the hen house.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
It must have been some Yankee that named it Skunk Bowl. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about Jeff Davis County punching above its weight. When you talk to Lance Mancuso, the coach at Jeff Davis County, formerly Bassfield, the older folks might remember Jeff Davis County as Bassfield. Lance Mancuso will tell you they have to punch above their weight because it's tough to schedule teams their own classification. Nobody wants to play Jeff Davis County.
It's the strangest thing. Jeff Davis County, every year, last year they started the season 0-4. 0-4. Now, in college football, has a team ever started 0-4 and won the national championship? No. In the NFL, there's been one team in all of the NFL's history that went on to win a championship that started 1-3. Starting 0-4 and winning a state championship is actually something that happens occasionally in Mississippi high school football. And Jeff Davis County seems to do it on a regular basis, and it's because they're playing bigger schools. They'll play at D'Aberville. They'll play at Picayune. They do it every single year, and they might lose the game. It'll be a close game. They might lose it. But when regional play kicks in, they get going, and then they'll run the table the rest of the way. It's amazing the fact that they do that every single year. A lot of teams wouldn't do that.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of games in their district that clock is going to be running in the second half because Jeff Davis. And they've had to go to New Orleans this year to schedule some games just to fill out the schedule because, again, nobody will play Jeff Davis.
It's the old Louisville basketball coach Denny Crum philosophy. He told me one time when they were here to play Southern Miss, I could care less how many games we win in November and December. I only care how many games we're winning in March. and he won several national championships.
Iron sharpens iron.
All right, real quick, Will, was there anything from the opening weekend that shocked you last week?
West Point losing to Louisville was probably the biggest upset, if you could call it an upset. Now, you would think on paper that would be an upset, but if you look at history, Louisville's won that game a couple of times, so that was pretty big. I think Brandon beating Oxford the way they did. Brandon came into the season as the preseason favorite, number one team in all of Mississippi high school football, and they were playing a really good Oxford team, an Oxford team that had a transfer quarterback, Mac Howard, who's a four-star recruit who's, I think, committed to Utah. And they just – it was close early on, but Brandon just turned on the Jets and just took off, and they were so balanced. That was the other thing. In Mississippi high school football, you just don't get that a whole lot of times. You'll have a team that is good at one thing, and that's what they keep doing, and they do it until somebody stops them. But Brandon was just able to go to different weapons. They've got that – I believe his name is Nate Blunt, I believe, the running back there, who is a senior this year, who was really good last year, had something like 1,400 yards. They are forced to be reckoned with. I'm really looking forward to the game tonight just to see kind of where these two teams are.
All right, well, we appreciate it. Nobody covers it quite like you do. Super Talk High School scoreboard tonight at 10 o'clock as always, right?
Yes, sir. 10 o'clock tonight with the whole crew, and we'll have some interviews. Plus, I'm going to do a retelling, including audio and maybe some video, of the Skunk Bowl from 2012. It's one of my favorite Mississippi high school football stories, so we'll relive it. And thankfully, you won't be able to smell it.
There you go. Well, we appreciate you, man. We'll look forward to talking to you every Friday afternoon through football season.
Yes, sir.
All right, Will East, everybody, co-host of the Super Talk High School Scoreboard. The super intern, Nathan Lee, now joins us.
The Nathan Lee.
He is on our WLAU broadcast crew. And where are you going to this evening, Mr. Super Intern?
Oh, yes. We're going out to Northeast Jones today to see that Northeast Jones versus West Jones game. It's going to be an interesting game after what happened to West Jones last week.
Yeah. So on the way back, we had to take the Jeep and take it to a special detail shop to get Luke Johnson's tears out of the seat.
Oh, yeah.
How, on a scale of 1 to 10, just how dejected was Johnson?
And honestly, Luke wasn't as bad as his dad. He got that phone call after the game, and you could tell how much he loves that team. Luke was sad, but he understood the reason why they lost after all that rain.
And I'm surprised that Will didn't mention one of the surprises was not necessarily that Madison Central beat West Jones, but how they manhandled West Jones. That was a little surprising to me.
Vic Sutton, that quarterback at Madison Central, special. He had a day.
All right, so you guys are on at what, 7? Did they come on at 7, Michael?
7:30.
7:30?
Pregame starts 7:15. Okay. Kickoff 7:30.
How are you enjoying this new gig?
It's awesome. I'm loving every minute of it.
Your social life picking up?
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't get a date. If yeah. the world can.
Now they're calling
it. Now,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's,
so it, what's your excuse, super Kelly? The super intern.
What's your excuse, Kelly?
Better than money, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Being on the radio hadn't helped me any, I'll tell you that.
Well, you don't look quite like this young man.
No, that's true.
Hey, Tanya Thames Cooper, right? The winner of our
yes.
pair of season tickets. We're really excited for her. I know that Nathan has reached out to her on social media, given her my contact information, and as soon as we hook up with her, if you're listening, Tanya, or if someone knows you, get in touch with me and I'll get your tickets to you. We'll be back. Wrap things up at 4th Street Bar and Grill right after this.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
You know, I believe Nathan Lee was telling me the truth when he said his social life has picked up. Did you see that smile on that boy's face?
And his phone's lighting up like a Christmas
phone's
tree.
Ringing
over here.
Right now. Boy, life's good when you're 20 years old and it's late.
That's right.
In college.
I don't remember those years.
Well, the animals were on tour when I was that age. So
right.
If that tells you anything. Hey, congratulations again to Tanya Thomas Cooper. She just called me, actually. Good work there, Nathan. And Slade, she's coming by your fine establishment here and pick up her season tickets here probably in the next hour or so. Hey, we're glad to be back. It's been a long time, and we're going to make sure that big gap doesn't exist in the future.
Hey, we are happy to have you. We had a good time during the baseball regionals, and I'm ready to do it again for football.
The regionals were awesome, weren't they?
That was amazing. It was a good crowd. Coming through here. A lot of listeners come through here. So we appreciate y'all being here and us being part of your program.
All right, football's big. Opening game tomorrow. What's going on here at 4th Street people need to know about?
Oh, we got your pre-game tailgating. We got your post-game tailgating. We got your in-between tailgating. If it rains out, we got your tailgating. Let's just say tailgating from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m.
And so, the game will be on.
Yes, sir. We will have all the games on. Of course, Southern Miss will be on the big screens. And then we'll have some surrounding games on some of the smaller TVs.
All right, you brought something here. If you want to talk about that, I want you to.
Yeah, this is just a quick plug. So we do a charity golf tournament every year, and this year, September the 18th, my charity of choice of this year is the Kids Hub Child Advocacy Center, and I believe it's in Hattiesburg, so it's going to stay local. But it really focuses on child abuse and child abuse victims and families and stuff like that. So it was an easy choice this year to pick them that know that our little bit of money can make a difference to them.
Now, Slade's one of the men we were talking about earlier that bought up a bunch of season tickets to make sure. I want to say real quickly that we left a good number of our Liberty tickets at Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. So if you go down there and buy something from Miss Kathleen, she'll hook you up with some tickets to the Liberty game. And I know you do so much behind the scenes for charities and organizations and this university that people don't know about.
Well,
you're not going to say it, but I'm going to say it for you.
Well, I appreciate it. But if we're blessed enough to do it, we like to pass it along. And I would like to say props to a shout-out to Super Saver, Mike Caldwell. He's the one that Lee reached out to. Mike came and had lunch with me yesterday. He said, hey, we're getting close to this goal. I said, let's just call, like you guys, let's call Jeremy, Lee, whoever, and just tell them we're on board. We'll figure it out later.
Well, I think it's super cool that we, not knowing, partnered up with you to make sure that happened.
I saw that y'all's post this morning. I was like, that's cool, that at least great minds think alike. I'll say that.
Are you still allowing Kelly Santer in the building, Slade?
It depends.
Certain hours?
Certain hours.
Sigh.
He's still got a key. But I had to change the alarm code.
That's a good idea. Has he ever attacked the bar the way he attacked the beignets the other day?
No, this place wouldn't be standing.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be. He doesn't stand often, or not for long, anyway.
But you know, this is. I'm trying to change the subject here. You guys, I thought Wednesday was beat up Saturday, but apparently
it's the whole week.
Okay,
you look very photogenic, by the way.
Actually, let me guess. It has to be an 8x10, though. Not a 5x7. Really, 4th Street is getting to be, in my opinion, synonymous to Southern Miss. We opened the football season here last year. It's like the football season wouldn't be the football season unless we did the Friday remote beforehand. And one of the things about 4th Street that I've noticed is that everybody's family. You know, remember the old TV show Cheers? A lot of you are not old enough to remember it. but where everybody knew your name. And Slade, that's a unique element here, that everybody does seem to know everybody's name.
We do, man. We preach that. If you come in the afternoons, you'll see the regular crowd that's going to play Jeopardy every day. You know, shout out the smart ones and the dumb ones like myself, sit around and listen to them. But then we have our mid-afternoon crowds that come in and shoot pool, you know, get a game of pool up.
Right.
And, of course, your late-night people with all your restaurants that shut down and they want to come here to get something to eat or just hang out. So we keep a good crowd, and we appreciate everybody's support these last few years when it's been so tough.
Real quick now, when Booty does trivia, where does he get his questions from?
He is actually pretty good about going to Google.
So,
how about that?
No, but we do have a good trivia night. So we follow us on Facebook as well. Like they said, we bought a bunch of tickets, and we're fixing to be giving away tickets left and right just for promotions and doing. And or if you've got a charity that you need some tickets for, a Boys and Girls Club or whatever, reach out to me. I'll be happy to supply you with tickets, and let's get some tails in the seats this
year. Yeah, make sure we use them.
Right? Yes, don't just come get free tickets. If you're gonna come get them, use them. Let's
Absolutely.
Support Southern Miss and Coach Hall and the group.
Hey, we love you, guy, and we appreciate you having us down here.
Absolutely,
all the time.
I appreciate y'all coming every time.
We talk about that $9.95 lunch every single
That's
day.
Right.
Over Kelly
That's
Center.
Right.
And they don't cheat you on portions either, brother.
No, they don't. Hey, real quick, how long we got, Michael?
Just about a minute.
All right, want to thank Stu Dean out at Nowell Insurance Agency. If you've got some insurance needs, see Stu Dean at Nowell Insurance. He can hook you up. Also, True Care Health and Wellness Center, South Mississippi Office Furniture. They were actually at our event Wednesday, and we really did appreciate that. They're big Southern Miss guys. And Heritage Firearms, where we understand a lot of our football players go for their shotgun shells and hunting supplies and stuff like that out in Oak Grove. All of those people have helped enhance our coverage all week long of the opening of football season here on Super Talk Hattiesburg, co-sponsored our events that we've been doing. And, of course, as always, we want to thank the great Eagle Hour sponsors who are with us each and every week. Southern Miss to the top, guys. And real quickly, Michael.
Molly Ringwald tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
There we go.
Sorry, Liberty. You're about to get a whooping put on you.
Let's do it.
Thank you, buddy. Until next time, everybody, Southern Miss.
To the top.
I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.